On the show today, we have Thrive's very own Anne Legg talking about her new book, Big Data, Big Climb, and the complimentary training series that revolves around the book as well. Really good stuff here from Anne, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Thrive's very own Anne Legg, fresh from the mountaintop, so to speak. How are you?
Good. You know what? In all conditions, let's just say in the current condition, I'm doing really well, and I'm happy to say that.
Good. Yeah, we were just talking about before the recording, like, you know, we haven't traveled in 6 months, so that's taken a lot of stress out of your life. Although we like going to places and seeing people and doing presentations and things like that, it's just that middle part, that travel part, that's kind of a pain a little bit. But so we don't miss that so much. So that's added, I think it's added years to our lives. So
I think so too. I mean, I definitely think, and I also think what's, we were talking about this too, is, you know what, it's been fun to actually be home with my family and be home consistently. Like, I have not been home this much with my family in quite some time, and we really enjoy each other, and I'm super happy to record that.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it's you know, there's a silver lining to all things, and this is definitely, family time is definitely one of them. So let's talk about work stuff, professional stuff. You have been actually very busy during the quarantine. You got a new book, a training series, and you're doing all this stuff because credit unions need to leverage their data now more than ever. And I've been, actually, since this whole thing started too, I've been talking to more and more people, and they've been saying data has never been more important to capture right now to get you moving for the next, you know, the next 6 months, the next 12 months, the next 2 years. So
yeah, let's just talk for a second a little bit about the data. So what's kind of cool, if you will, is all of this gorgeous transformation from person to person purchasing to online. And let's just take grocery stores. So I was reading a report from one of the payment providers, and they were saying, you know, when we look at data, we have seen it's something like 48% or 47% more online grocery shopping. So they say, okay, if we had to predict how much of that is going to remain, they're saying it's probably going to be 20%. Okay. So as a credit union with all this data, and let's be honest, the purchase behavior really tells you so much about what your members needs. If you've got 20% more, yes, now is the time to harness this and really make members' lives better, because they need credit unions more than ever to help navigate this current economic. I mean, we all need a credit union to help us navigate this current economic situation.
Oh yeah. Well, and if you look at my statement, it's Amazon. Thank you, Amazon. So that's, I mean, you can tell our purchasing habits right away. It's clear as bell. So it's there. So let's start with your book. It's called Big Data, Big Climb, and it's obviously a correlation between your climb, your Mount Kilimanjaro climb that you did. What was that? 2 years ago now?
It'll be a year in 2 weeks.
Oh, year in 2 weeks. My bad. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. We've done a lot this year.
Oh, we have. Yeah, no doubt. And then creating adoption of big data. So give us a quick summary of the book and how it correlates with data.
So I have to show the pictures, because not only obviously because it's my book, but more importantly, this is a beautiful visual, and that is exactly Kilimanjaro. And I did take that photo, but most importantly, why Kilimanjaro and why data, right? Mm-hmm. So when I was climbing Kilimanjaro, and it was 8 days, and you are getting to 19,000 feet, you got a lot of time in your head. And it really was super clear to me. I don't know if it was one of those high altitude moments, but it was very clear to me that climbing Kilimanjaro is exactly like what credit unions feel like when they're trying to harness all this gorgeous data they have. You know, credit unions have more data than Amazon, but it's sitting in 60 to 100 systems. It can feel overwhelming. So as I started looking at it, the comparisons were crystal clear, ready? Both seem overwhelming. Both feel like there's no clear pathway. Both feel like, oh my gosh, this is really adventure-like and exciting, potentially. Both come with a huge fear of change. But most importantly, both are completely 100% accomplishable. Mm-hmm. So the book itself is truly that point. And let's just talk about what gap it fills. Sure. So I've worked with, gosh, over 600 credit union leaders to help them launch their data journey. And every time as I'm walking through that, there's just kind of like some key seven, you know, concept domains where credit union leaders say to me, well, where's the book on that? Or how can I understand that? Or what would it look like if there was a resource? And finally, I just said, boom, let's make the resource. And it's, again, it's not, Of course, boom. I said boom. But it's not so much that this has to be some you know, theory book. This is a playbook. This is literally, here's the seven domains. Pick up each one, digest it as you need. It is chock full of all sorts of assessments and worksheets and graphs and explainers. And there's additional material on the website about it. So it's truly to fill that whole, you know, learner objective of, gosh, this is a big subject. And, yeah. You know, when you think about data transformation as a subject, you do think, oh my gosh, there is some gorgeous technology and people who are talking about technology, but they're not translating it for the credit union industry. And that's truly the important part. And that's kind of the joy that I've been given, is that I am a fabulous translator for the, you know, credit union industry. It's been my passion. It's been where I've spent my entire, you know, professional adult life. So it was a lot of joy. And what surprised me was I published it exactly 6 months from summiting. And many people say, how did you pull out a book that quickly? And that was because it was so clear. Yeah. Here are the seven things. Here's what you do. Mm-hmm. It needed to be where if I took this and I tested you on each one of the seven domains, that you could come across proficient. So it truly is a playbook.
Well, and that's the way writing is. I mean, just go off a little bit of a tangent. That's the way, right. When something is that clear, I mean, it flows out of your brain like warm syrup over hot pancakes, and it's just
100%
magical. So it's really cool. And I can imagine you, as you're climbing, that you're formulating this stuff in your head, you know, step by step, literally. I'm sure this thing came out.
Well, I mean, that's so funny you say that, because I literally every night would start making notes about things that I thought about. Cause yeah, I wasn't like writing but you know, you get it. You'd hike a ton every day and you were exhausted. It was kind of fun though. You got to eat a ton. It was great. Like, my carbs were off the chart. It was awesome. But so I kind of kept notes, and then I had, it took me 30 hours to get back from Africa to San Diego, and I had this huge, lovely layover. And so, in Amsterdam, actually, so I hung out, and in that time I literally wrote the outline. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, here it is. So yeah, it did.
Well, it's fresh in your mind too, for sure. Hey, can you give us a couple of I don't want to steal all the thunder of the book, but give us a couple of takeaways that readers can gain from this publication.
Absolutely. So there's kind of like three big ones. And I think the first one is that leveraging credit union data to improve members' lives, because that's kind of the goal. Like, I should be thinking about, how can I take this data to improve members' lives? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be overwhelming or expensive to be impactful.
I got that.
Right. And then the second one is, what's so neat about credit unions is they right now, they actually have everything they need to succeed. And I'm sure right now a couple of people are like, what are you talking about? So you've got all this robust data. You've got more data than Amazon, like I said before.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you also have an incredible amount of people, your talent, who love their member. What you need is to be able to put these things together. So basically the head, which is all this data, the heart, which is your talent, put them together. And that's what this book does.
Gotcha.
And then I think, like, kind of the third one is, when you're thinking about it, you know, many times you think about data and you're like, I don't want to get into this data journey, this big thing, if I can't figure out how to tangibly get results.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you that really you're going to find three things very quickly. Number one, you're going to uncover sources of revenue. You're going to lessen member friction. And there's a lot of friction we need to lessen in our industry. And then three, you're going to be able to really increase talent productivity.
No doubt. And so while you were writing this, what did you have in mind? What were your goals? Obviously, I think, you know, how teaching credit unions to really leverage this data, because it's right there in front of them. What other goals did you have in mind when you were writing this thing and publishing it?
So it was really kind of fun, actually, to make sure that I was true to what I did. I actually put down four author promises. I don't think anybody else does that, but I just kind of said, you know, I want to stay true to this. And I always, just like I would do with a client, I always make sure I'm achieving goal. Mm-hmm. So the four things really are, hey, to fill that, you know, industry knowledge gap that we talked about. It is wide, and there isn't a resource in there, and I'm happy to say there is one now. Woohoo! Then secondly is to also build out that data journey playbook. Like, this isn't, again, this is something super tangible. You can pick a chapter off, and you can nerd out on data governance, and then be like, good, I'll come back later. It is to be used. You know, one of my favorite things, like, shows, this is my version of it. It's already tattered and torn. I use it all the time. And then, you know, thirdly is, one time I think we forget is that sometimes credit unions, they're amazing and awesome, and they need to be reminded that they are amazing and awesome, mm-hmm. and that they have this power and ability to do this, and that they can get confidence doing that. And then I think finally is, like you talked about, at the end of the day, what hits me so powerfully about data and credit unions is its ability, to transform members' lives. And I've seen it, and it's been exciting. And if this effort and what I do with Thrive can help credit unions do that so that they can make members' lives better,
yep,
that's what I'm in for. Yep. That is exactly what I'm in for.
Yeah, and data is the whole foundation of all of this. So for sure. Right. Again, I haven't heard it talked more about in the last 6 months than ever before. I mean, we've been talking about it for many, many years now, but gosh, in the last 6 months, it's really percolated to the top that you really need to leverage this stuff. So good stuff. And last question on the book part, where can we get it? Obviously your website, where else can we get it?
AnnLegThrive.com. And of course, you can also find it at your favorite bookstore, which is Amazon.
Oh, yay. Perfect. I'll be there.
Just Google Big Data, Big Climb, and you will find it.
Okay, good stuff. All right, we'll put the links in the show notes so people can get right to it. The second part of our talk, I want to talk about your training series.
Yes.
Education. Yeah. So can you give us a quick summary? Yeah, what's this all about?
So, of course, if you have a book, you know that that's just one part of it, you know, education, right?
Right.
And not everybody wants to pick up a book and mess with it. So as I had the space to do so, I realized, look, we need an integrated approach to day education, and it needs to feel doable on when I can do this, right? So that is what we've launched. So we've got a couple different pieces going on. We actually have classes. We have weekly articles that come out. And we also, and this is new, it hasn't launched yet, but we're going to do these kind of mini fun video snippets.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, really just trying to make fun of this and get just a nugget in there. So the education, the classes have two tiers. One is a 45-minute, hey, I just want to listen and learn. Can you kind of go over something? And then we have a power hour. And that's where I dive deep into something. And it's literally like, belt in, buckle up, it's going to be fun. So, and so, again, and everybody's going to be like, well, what's the curriculum? Well, it's all going back to those seven tenets that I talked about, or the seven domains, if you will. Mm-hmm. And those really are, hey, you've got all this data. Why don't you start with your assessment? What is your current condition? What can you do? Mm-hmm. Again, building up that data enterprise, right? What is that vision? You've got all this data. What's your data why, right? What is it you want to solve for? And then thirdly, it's all around the member focus. So you know you've got this data. You know you want to make the member's life better. So let's talk about how you're going to do that. And then going into data maturity. And that's kind of a crazy subject because data maturity feels like, okay, what is this? Let's just think about it as, you know, wine. You want to have wine mature before you drink it. You want to have your data in your organization before it really becomes beneficial.
Right, right.
In data maturity, of course, is my favorite topic, data governance. And most people are like, what? But data governance, I'm here to tell you, credit unions, you're already doing it. You're doing loan governance. You can do data governance. And then the last two are one areas that what I found in my work with credit unions is you don't hear technology people talking about. And that really is, how are you going to build a data consumption culture, right? Mm-hmm. How are you going to leverage the people? Because you could have the coolest tool, you can have the best system, but if your people can't take it and consume it and make the members' life better, mm-hmm. you just have this cool tool. Mm-hmm. So we talk a lot about how do you build up you know, your talent data consumption. And then finally, at the end of the day, the last tenet that people really need to understand around is you're going to have workplace adoption. You're going to put all this gorgeous data into your system. And what you're creating is a data-centric organization. You've got to have a plan for that. You've got to have a roadmap. And most importantly, it's going to be a journey that you're on. Just like how credit unions have always embraced the member, you're always going to embrace your data. So you need to be thinking about, this is going to be part of what we do and how we do it. And yes, that's going to mean there's going to be a little bit of change. But more importantly, we're going to see the member's life improve.
No doubt. And so I'm assuming this is, obviously it's all virtual. Is it on demand or is it live stream or how is it? How's that?
So the classes themselves right now are archived. So you can go and look at them through that way. And they're all listed obviously on AnnLegThrive, Thrive, go to data education. The articles are also will be found there as well. And of course the book. So what I built is so that no matter where you are in how you like to educate yourself, you can pull something and you'll find value out of it. So, you know, you could be the book that you want. Maybe it's going to be these fun video nuggets. Maybe you just say, I just want to read, you know, this article, which all articles are around 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes reading at most, usually averaging around 2.5. Mm-hmm. So that I've made it so it's very integrated so that no matter where you are, you can figure it out.
Gotcha. And at the end, do you get some sort of certificate or pat on the back or
well actually break that up,
and cross it on the mortar board or
at the end of the day people are like, why data education, right? Well,
yeah.
Number one, this is all to support Thrive's mission. And what the heck does Thrive want to do? Well, Thrive is out here to simplify data. How do you take it right? How do you take this? How can we make it simplify and how can you quickly make impact on your members? So we do that through two ways. We've got the data education piece. So we're solving that, building out that, filling all those knowledge gaps. And then secondly, obviously we do consulting. And in our consulting work, we really build out member-centric data strategies. So again, what does that member need? What's going on with the member? And, you know, if you think about the member right now, the member only comes to a credit union because they've got four problems, just four. They say, I've got a shelter problem. I've got a transportation problem. I have a travel and play problem and probably not so much of a travel problem, but I also have a rainy day and retirement problem. That is why I come to you, said credit union, so please solve my problems. So if we can understand how to data support to solve those problems, fabulous. And then in our consulting work, we do that and we deliver results within 90 days. So we're really fast to get people up. Again, my whole jam in this world is to raise every credit union up so that they can figure out what they can do with their data to, more importantly, help members, because my goodness, do our members need help right now.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And all of this is so easily accessible. It's all, like you said, it's all online, you know, watch it at your own pace type of thing. And it's all the resources are right there. And again, where can folks find, obviously on your website, I'm assuming?
Like Thrive, it is all in there. It's a lot of fun. And we built it to be super easy and navigational. So trust me, I've had many people try through and be like, okay, what do we need to do to make this
good stuff. Good stuff. And gosh, anything else? Did I miss anything?
No, I think, you know, again, I think kind of as we started off, at the end of the day, you know, we've got an incredible amount of data in the credit union world, right? And, you know, we all feel like this was just a heck of a year, and I know we're not even finished with it. Oh, no. But as we think about moving into next year, we need to really make sure that we've got space and time and allocation just to start data. Again, this doesn't mean you're going to jump in and now you've got to spend $5 million on a tool. It means, hey, how are we going to start and put data into one of our strategic initiatives? How are we going to start the journey? So this is the whole point here is, hey, you know, let's just call this year a wash, literally, please. And let's just move on and say, you know, for next year, we are going to bring it on. And we, again, we don't have to do it so that it's overwhelming. Yep. Data does not need to have to be overwhelming.
Yeah, I've actually heard some people say, you know, treat coming back to work as treat your company as a startup. You know, let's reimagine things. Let's you know, not reinvent the wheel, but let's reimagine things, how we can do things better, what we've learned over the pandemic. And certainly data is a massive, massive part of that, right?
You brought up a really good point that's also in the book, and I don't think I addressed it, which is innovation.
Sure.
There is so much that you can do right now, and there's so much that credit unions have learned through this time period. So I would love to encourage them to say, you've already got an innovator's mindset, and to your point, an entrepreneur's mindset. Let's use this and apply it to data, because it feels so many times when I'm working with a credit union, it says, oh my gosh, data is too big, or I need to be a data scientist. You do not need to be a data scientist. Yes, data science is important, and there are important tasks for that, but to start your journey, to get on this road, to start doing this, let's just start. You need to understand what it is and to figure out how you're going to, you know, easily make a start. And you don't have to, like I said, you don't have to get crazy to do that.
Well, and a great place to start is your book and this training series, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Trying to help you out. Anything else to add, Anne? This is great stuff. Congrats on the book and the training series. I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. But anything else to add to wrap up here?
I think, you know, again, I've got to just put a quick plug on the consulting, because that's the other bit.
Sure.
Is, you know, if you're really looking towards, okay, how do I understand this and I need to do it now? Like I said, we're the only shop that's doing it for the member-centered data strategy, and we will get you results in 90 days or less, which is pretty crazy.
Good stuff. Well, great message to end on. Thanks again, as always. Just churning out the content as usual, so thank you for that. And again, yeah, just letting us know that, you know, data is the key to all this right now. So really get your ducks in a row, and it sounds like what you're providing is helping people out. So appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. It's been, as always, a blast. I appreciate you.
Oh, always. All right. Keep up the good work, and look forward to the next chat.
Thanks.
You're welcome.